It's obviously a massive day for many, many people, you being one of those in the situation that you're in. So tell us a little bit about your story.
I was diagnosed with womb cancer in 2014. I had surgery, I had chemotherapy and I had radiotherapy. It was great treatment, but unfortunately the cancer came back. So now I'm living with incurable cancer. So I have cancer that spread to my lungs and throughout my pelvis, but my doctors are doing a brilliant job of keeping it under control for now.
You use social media a lot in order to kind of boost how you're feeling. Tell us a little bit about that and kind of what that does for you.
Well, I'm very active on Macmillan's online forum. It's a huge community with over 100,000 users now. You can go online, you can join a group and you can meet virtually people who are in a very similar situation to you. So I started using that first when I was on chemotherapy because I wanted to understand, what's it going to feel like? The doctors said to me, we can't tell you because everybody's an individual. But when I went on to the community, I found I was able to get in touch with women who'd been through it and who could tell me what their experiences were. And that was incredibly helpful. So I carried on using the community and I still use it today. I use it for support as I face scans and waiting for results. I use it for support as I get through different stages of the disease that I'm going through. But I also do a lot of support for people who are newly diagnosed and are going through treatment. So there's an element of giving and receiving with the Macmillan online community for me.
This must kind of give you quite a satisfying feeling, the fact that you know that you're helping others and others are helping you.
I think it's really very, very supportive. It's a safe place. With the best will in the world, people who haven't been through this experience simply don't and can't, and I wouldn't want them to understand what it's like. So to be able to go to a safe place where you can be anonymous, but you can be supported by the underpinning of an organisation like Macmillan that makes it a very safe community, and you can go on there and you can share really how you're feeling and know that people will understand you and will understand what you're talking about, and they won't judge you, they'll just listen.